Okay.
This is Dave and
Jen
with Sweet Teen Tacos again. So we want to talk about a little bit this time about setting up your kitchen and whether you just got a new house or you're just setting up your first kitchen or maybe you're getting into cooking for the first time because of the quarantine or whatever your life stage is. Some things that, to start with.
Yeah, just that we consider essential things. Mm-hmm. Just kind of help you get the ball rolling.
Yeah,
as a cook.
There's a lot of products out there for the kitchen. Tons and tons. But what are the essentials and distill it down and go from there.
Right.
So start with pots and pans. You got to have something to cook in. So what are we talking about when we talk about what kind of the basics pots and pans that you need to get started with? And what do those look like?
All right. Well, I'll speak to that. So you need some kind of good skillet.
Like a saute pan, something to saute or, pan fry with, right?
Right, right. And you can also use that for cooking eggs. Making some sauces.
Right.
Like maybe a white sauce, mm-hmm, or a roux or something like that.
Yeah, it's very versatile.
Yeah.
Then you need like a stock pot, right? Something to do soups, chilies, bowl of pasta,
gumbo.
That kind of gumbo, red beans and rice, all that kind of thing in there.
Yeah, so Dutch oven, stock pot.
Yeah. And then, maybe a small saucepan. And that would be, obviously to do sauces, to cook a side dish, vegetables, heat up a can of soup, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So what do those look like as far as when you're shopping and there's 8,000 kinds of pans that you're looking at? What should someone look at to start out with?
Right. Well, and David and I both have experience selling cookware. We, in fact, met at a cookware retailer. So we're pretty well versed in it. You can go a lot of different directions. What we have are stainless steel cookware. We like it probably for its versatility.
Yeah. I mean, you have the all metal, you have stainless steel, you have pans that are aluminum, you've got copper, fancy copper pans. You've got a lot of options when it comes to the type of metal that it's made with, but also not just the metal that you see on the outside, but there's a lot of times there are multiple layers of metal.
That's right.
Now, why would they do that?
Well, it's for heat, dispersion. So stainless is not the best conductor of heat. So, like, for instance, there's a pan out on the market where the exterior and the interior are stainless, but then the core is aluminum, or the core might be copper. And so that's just going to help the pan heat up better and like I said,
conduct heat better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then those metals help it. And also you'll notice in the price difference when you're looking at why is this pan more expensive than the other, you've got the type of material it's made out of, but also the thickness.
Right.
You've got thin pans, real thin aluminum or real thin single layer stainless might be inexpensive. It might be something you need to start out with, but the thicker ones, if you're wondering why they're thicker, it's because it's a more even heat distribution. Now, maybe on an electric stove, you don't notice it as much as you would maybe on a gas stove.
Right.
But then that's what those are for. It's just heat distribution and rapid heating. And that's why, you see these fancy copper pans, because copper is the most conductive.
Right.
So it'll heat up really quick when you're using it on a gas stove, super quick.
That's why the chefs, gravitate towards copper.
Carbon steel and...
That's typically used for woks.
Right.
Things like woks.
Cast iron.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And enameled cast iron.
Yeah. Those are... the enameled cast iron are good. They're usually from Europe or, France. It's nice because you get the heft and the, I guess, kind of long-term heat conductivity with the iron. But then you don't have to keep it seasoned because it's coated with that enamel, which is, it's like a glass coating that's kind of burned on, almost like a ceramic glaze is on a ceramic pot or something like that. And it can be somewhat nonstick. It's not a lot of cleanup, and you don't have to, like I said, re-season. You certainly want to hand wash a pot like that.
Right, and that's another thing to think about is the care of it. You know, like a cast iron, enamel cast iron, copper, those type of things you're not going to put in a dishwasher.
No.
And that's one of the reasons we like the stainless is we've got a couple kids and we're busy and, you know, we can throw those in the dishwasher and they're fine.
Yeah, that's been so nice. And, I mean, some of those pots and pans we've had for the entirety of our marriage.
Yeah,
we've been married about 21 years and they're still rocking and rolling.
Yeah, I mean, they get little scratches here and there, but they performed just as well. They haven't broken down. They're not rusting or any of that jazz.
So. And let me just speak to one other thing. You know, I think about some of the pots and pans that my mom had when I was growing up, and they weren't like terrible, but they certainly weren't as nice as what we have.
Right.
And they were, like you were saying, sort of that thinner metal, and they would get, I don't know, kind of warped on the bottom. Yep. And they would, we had a flat top.
Glass top, electric
stove at one point, and they would kind of bounce around.
Yeah. So that's another reason to look at the thickness. Now, I mean, obviously, you start out with what you can, but, you know, if you can, those are things to look for. Whatever brand it is, a thicker, multi-layer stainless steel is a really good, versatile pot. The enamel cast iron is great for Dutch ovens, especially, because you can put those things in the oven.
Right. So you can start it on the stove, finish it in the oven.
And the cast iron is really good for heat retention and an even, gentle heat.
Right. It takes a long time to heat up, but then it'll retain the heat really well.
But if you are going to put it in the oven, one of the things to pay attention to is the handle material.
Yes.
So while you might have a stainless steel actual metal surface that the food touches, It might be a plastic handle or a wooden handle or things like that. That's something to consider when you think about having that all the options available to you. It's just being able to throw it in the oven to finish cooking, whether it's a Dutch oven or a saute pan or whatever.
Right. And honestly, I think, you know, just if you can put a little bit of an investment in there when you're starting out, just get, you know, like we said, two or three good pots or pans, it'll make you a better cook.
Right, and a lot of them are versatile. Like, you could have an iron skillet be your saute pan.
You could.
And then that could also, of course, in the South, we use that for cornbread.
Absolutely.
Of course, if you're a really true Southerner, you have two iron skillets because one's only for cornbread.
That's right.
And you don't use it for anything else, as I found out. So then you've got cast iron, you've got enamel cast iron, you've got the stainless steel options. But also you need things to bake in. You know, you need a simple baking sheet to, you know.
Cookies.
And
garlic bread.
Yeah.
You know.
And then like a baking roasting pan type of thing. That might be for something if you're going to make a pan of lasagna or you're going to roast a chicken in it or something.
And that could be ceramic or some of that tempered glass
glass or stainless steel. There's a lot of options there. So those are kind of your basics. If you want to start out, you know, at a one iron skillet, one stock pot, and then just grow from there, you know, and you don't have to go get the 15-piece set, you know. And a lot of these places, a lot of the manufacturers, you can buy one and buy a lid separately, and you can kind of piece it together and build it as you go.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and, you know, the stainless steel is great for the dishwasher. You know, enamel cast iron, you can't dishwash. Cast iron, you can't dishwash. You have to hand wash those.
Right.
So care, you know, the type of materials it's made out of for performance on the stove, you know, all of that's really important. Like the stainless steel, if you happen to have one of those fancy induction ranges, you know, some of that stuff can be used on induction ranges and some of it can't. Of course, if you've got an induction range, you probably know what you're doing.
Yeah, so, that's
it's
right.
It's not a cheap investment. So one of the other pans I like, and that you made a concession for me, is I like a nonstick skillet. So and specifically for eggs, but why not just get everything nonstick?
Well, and you can, you know, I mean, some people,
it's available, yeah. But why?
That's their preference.
Yeah.
I always chalk it up to sort of different styles in cooking. Maybe, and I don't want to, you know, sound judgmental or anything like that, but maybe somebody that gravitates towards nonstick could be a little bit less confident in their cooking, and they're really, really afraid that they're going to burn something and that kind of thing. But in that, it limits you.
Mm-hmm.
When you have something like a stainless steel or cast iron or enamel cast iron, especially when you're doing something like meat, it's going to build up this kind of nice brown, these nice brown bits on the bottom.
And vegetables, anything that's going to caramelize while it cooks, you not only do you want the caramelization on the food, you want it left behind in the pan a little bit.
And you know, you can deglaze where you add some liquid. You can add stock water, wine,
liquid,
and it will, you know, make a sauce. You can start a gravy that way, all kinds of stuff. You're just not going to really be able to do that in a nonstick. So nonstick has its place, certainly. Yeah.
I love it for eggs.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my thing. I like a little 8-inch, 10-inch, little simple one, mainly because I don't like cooking scrambled eggs in a stainless steel pan. It just sticks no matter what I do, no matter how much butter I use. I can't get scrambled eggs not to stick.
Yeah, it's at least a lot of cleanup.
Fried eggs, different story, but I like just the simplicity with an egg to be able to throw in a nonstick pan. Now, the other thing, if you are going to do a nonstick pan, what are some things to look at with the types of nonstick?
Yeah, there are some sort of quality considerations. I can't remember the exact designation, but I think it's that you want it to be PFOA free.
Free, right.
It's a type of chemical that's sometimes used in nonstick. So look for that designation if you are going to get a nonstick pan.
But yeah, there's a lot of brand name nonsticks out there, but you just look for that little thing, PFOA free.
Yeah.
And you know, try to use silicone
or wooden
utensils. Yeah. It'll help it last longer. A lot of them say it doesn't matter. You can use it. No matter what you use, if you use a metal, no matter what nonstick it is, you will eventually
it will degrade. And yes, they're not like we were talking about how we have some pots and pans that have been around for 21 years of our marriage.
Right.
You will not have your nonstick skillet that long.
No.
You might get 5 good years.
Right.
But expect that to be more of a temporary disposable type
thing. And that's what
I kind of
do. Yeah, I think the one we got was from a one-off store somewhere maybe in Sweden or something.
Well, we weren't
quality.
In Sweden, but
we weren't in Sweden, but the store's
from
Sweden, you know
Sweden.
What I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a good quality pans, PFOA free, and it's fairly inexpensive. There you go. Yeah. You know.
And then we are not going to be too heartbroken when it bites the dust.
We get a couple years out of it.
Throw it away.
As little as I use it for eggs, it's great. You know. So that's kind of the basics of what you're looking for. And start out with your pots and pans. You know, try to get a good quality. Invest in a, you know, one or two, grow it from there, look at the materials so that you're not just, you know, throw it out after a few years and have to start over. But, you know, you can start with one or two, grow it as you go. We were blessed to both work at one of these places and got discounts and sales contests. So we have an unbelievable kitchen of pots, probably too many, more than we need, because it's funny how often you go back to just the same couple, you know.
Yeah.
We use that Dutch oven stock pot probably just about every time we cook. But that's the only one we've got of that, you know.
Yeah.
And so that might be another thing you might want to consider, having a couple of a certain size that you use a lot.
Right, because if one is dirty, then you've got the other one at the ready.
That never happens.
Oh, man, in this quarantine, it's really been something. We sure don't mind the cooking, but the cleanup's
another thing.
Something.
Yeah.
And we can put them in the dishwasher, but you know, a big pot, it takes up a lot of room in the dishwasher, so you might only get one in at a time.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's pots and pans and kind of this kicking off this, what, you know, starting out your kitchen setup. We're going to talk about knives. We're going to talk about accessories, and we're going to talk about a little bit about pantry basics and kind of what you just have on hand and that are you can use for an incredible amount of dishes, and you don't have to always have just this one particular spice. You don't have to, you know, it's not all just this one thing. So, you know, a few basics. You don't have to have a giant spice rack or a giant, you know, pantry full of ingredients, but just a few handful of ingredients you can do a ton of things with. So there you go for today, Sweet Tea and Tacos. And I'm Dave.
And I'm Jen, and we really appreciate you all listening.
Yep. So, you know, check out the website, sweetteaandtacos.com. Find us on Facebook, Instagram. Send us an email. Let us know kind of what you started out with. What are your suggestions? What do you like for pots and pans the most? What's your go-to item? And what kind of questions you might have about whatever. We're just always looking to talk about food. One of our favorite things to do. And that's it. Thanks. Bye.